I'm here because GAP is a symbol of the capitalism that elected George Bush. We've never had a democracy in the United States. The United States was set up by a group of rich white men, and it was set up with a constitution, we the people, that was only we the people if you were rich. You could only vote if you owned land. You didn't count as a person if you were a native to the land, if you lived there before the Europeans invaded. You didn't count as a person if you were a woman. You didn't count as a person if you were black. You only counted as a person if you were a rich white landowner. And things may have changed in the face of things. Everyone can vote now, but the people who really have power are the rich white men, like the rich white men who own the Gap.
Now, how is the Gap representative of the things you just talked about?
Well, the Gap is completely blind to any effect that it has on its community or its effect that it has on the environment. It's cutting down the redwoods or the people of other nations. It's destroying them for slave labor. It's also helped Donald Fisher, one of the founder and chairman of the Gap, helped to write NAFTA. He also helped to start the Committee on Jobs, which has fought a living wage in San Francisco. So the Gap represents basically everything that I believe that is racist, that is classist, that is exploitative about capitalism.
Awesome. So why are you out here today?
Well, absolutely the same reason, but also, I mean, like, the manipulation of, like, the societal factors based on, like, the advertising that they do and, like, the way that they make people feel like that they need to have these items in order to, like, identify themselves as a certain personality or, like, acceptable in a certain way. And the people that represent that in the advertising are completely, I mean, it's completely ludicrous. They're not real people, and it's, like, part of, like, an advertising culture, you know. There's nothing healthy about that. There's nothing healthy about, like, you know, being, like, brought here and there by, like, you know, a dollar. So it's just, I mean, we need to, like, reinvest our values in, like, things that are a little bit more important, like, you know, the way that things are going in the environment right now, like having clean air, not having factories that pollute all over the place, having, like, you know, forests left over. I mean, you can't cut everything down and then expect, like, humanity to keep existing the way that it is, you know? It's like, in order for, like, the way for, like, humanity to exist, I mean, for the way the race to sustain, any race, you know, the human race, any race, you know, it's like you need to keep a certain balance. And, like, I think we're completely, like, egocentric, and I think that the Gap is completely ethnocentric, and I just, how can you support that?